Welcome to the Irish Tech News Podcast, where we will bring you some of the most interesting interviews and features from the world of tech. Visit irishtechnews.ie and check out our podcast section to explore all of our previous episodes. You can subscribe to our podcast using whatever your favorite app or service is by visiting anchor.fm/irish-tech-news.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Tech News Podcast. My name is Melanie Boylan and today I'm joined by Amanda Webb of Spiderworking. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. First time on Irish Tech News website, which is exciting.
Really?
Well, as far as I know.
We've not snapped you up before.
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, welcome. Properly. I just figured this was amongst a trolley load of previous podcasts you've done with us. So today we're going to bring a particular topic to mind because it's coming to that time of year where people are starting to look what's worked and not worked for their digital marketing. And it's very much down to measurement. And you're bringing a brand new topic up over the next few weeks that you're trying to push out to the world. So tell us about these five measurements that you can push out to people and help them with their digital marketing going forward.
Yeah, so let's start, I think, by talking about, because I think as soon as you've said measurement, half your audience have just switched off. So let's just say, don't switch off, because if you were like me, you know, I started working just, you know, learning how to post things on Facebook. That's where I started my career. And back then, you know, I was terrified of measurement. I mean, back then, you couldn't even see how many people you'd reached on Facebook. That's how long I've been doing this. So you just put things up there and yay, somebody bought something or somebody liked to post. It wasn't even called like then. I can't even remember what it was like called, you know. And I was very scared of measurement, because I didn't know what it was. And all these professional marketers were saying, oh, it's all about ROI. How do you measure the ROI of social media? I think a lot of the time that scares people off. So if that is you, don't worry. I'm going to make this simple. Well, I'm going to talk about how we can make it simple. And if you attend Melanie's event, you'll find out all the secrets. All the secrets are how we make this simple. So it's not just social media we're going to look at. We're going to look at your website. We're going to look at your email marketing. And we're going to look at your social media and how you can see if the full thing is actually resulting in sales. So that when somebody comes to you and says, you know, you're spending all that time on social media, you don't have that guilty moment. You don't have to go, well, I'm getting all my sales through there, just crossing your fingers and hoping that you actually are. You'll actually be able to prove it. You'll know. And once you start knowing, you can start streamlining your process so you actually get more sales, that you can do more of the stuff that is going to work. So that's where I want to start. I don't want all your listeners to switch off as soon as they hear me talking about measurement.
No, you're absolutely right. It can confound people completely. And, you know, what we're trying to do here is help people understand it in a better way.
Yes, you know, absolutely.
Yeah, make it simplify it, make it easier to interpret and just generally make your life easier. Because you don't know if it's working unless you check.
Absolutely. And I'm always astonished there are so many people with websites that don't have Google Analytics installed. And I know that Google Analytics is when you go in there, you go, oh, no, that is just terrifying. Where do I even look? What do I look at? This doesn't make any sense to me. So I understand why people might not look, but to not have it installed means you're not collecting any data right now. So you can't see in the future. Once you've watched my talk, you won't be able to go and do the things that I'm going to show you how to do. You're not going to, because what my talk will do is I'm going to show you exactly what to look at and do a little bit on a calculator and go, oh, look, that's working. That's not working. So that's the first thing. If you haven't got Google Analytics, get Google Analytics installed on your website. Don't worry about getting all complicated about it and making it look perfection. At the moment, just get it up on your website. And later on, you will be really glad that you did. Mm. It does surprise me that people don't have it. You know, you'll invest a lot of money in a website and you'll be really pleased by the way it looks. You might show it to your friends and get some feedback, but you don't know if anyone's even visiting it, which I think is, you know, that's important.
And it's not actually that hard to even install Google Analytics to the website, is it particularly?
No, it's one line of code, which you can ask your web developer to do. They shouldn't charge you a lot of money because it will take them 5 minutes to put it on there. If you're on WordPress or I'm sure Shopify or any of those content management systems, no, you can install plugins that will do it for you if you don't want to talk to your web developer. It's better if you don't use a plugin, obviously, because that can slow down your site. But, you know, if you don't want to go to your web developer, that's the way to do it. And it is so simple. Mm. Once it's there, it's just magic. It is the magic that will tell you everything. It will tell you which social media networks are sending traffic to your website. But also, with a little bit of the magic that I'm going to share in my talk, you'll be able to find out which one of those is actually directly sending you sales. So, you know, that's good. That's good. It will tell you how many people visit your website who actually buy from you, or are they just leaving immediately, which I know you're a blogger, I'm a blogger. That's a problem, right?
It is.
They come and look at a page and they don't go anywhere else. And when you start to work that out, you can start to, like I say, streamline your process and work out how can I get those people then to buy from me? Am I writing the wrong content, or do they just not know that I offer this service as well?
You know, that is one thing actually that's always confused people and me initially, is when you're putting up a post on different platforms, is it the call to action? Is it the image, or is it the wording that's actually worked?
Well, that's very technical.
That's very technical. You are the advanced stream. You are doing the advanced stream of this event. So
yes, well, I would say it's, you know, getting a post right. I love actually within Facebook now, you can actually, if you've got a large enough audience on Facebook, you can split test organic posts. So that's something you can do. You can put up, you can test two different versions of your posts with two different images and see which one of those does the best, which one of those does the best by your own parameters, by the way, that Facebook let. And then it will publish the one that wins to your page. So it will show it to a small portion of your audience. Whichever one wins, it will post to your page. So you can do that first with an image. Then you can try it with different versions of the text. Only split test one thing at a time. And that will give you a good idea of what's working and not. You can do that within Facebook ads and always have been able to do that as well. So that's another way that you can test stuff. And when I say Facebook ads, like, let's not forget that covers Instagram as well. I know you might be going, oh, but I don't use Facebook. My audience isn't there. It can do Instagram as well. So it is always testing those individual elements. Ideally, it's not your image. It's not your text. It's not your call to action. It's a combination of all three, and they should work well together.
And that's the magic, isn't it? Trying to do all three.
It is. But that's where, you know, testing stuff is really important. Again, that's not something people generally do. Mm. They'll throw something out and go, oh, that didn't work. And then the idea would be that you go and have a look at it and try and work out why it didn't work and try a different version of it. The problem with social media is we've got algorithms. So unless you're using that split test tool that Facebook have, it's hard to know whether it's the algorithm that just didn't show it to anyone, or is it down to the actual post itself. There are statistics within Facebook itself, like things like engagement rate that you can work on, which discount the algorithm, because even if it shows it to a small amount of people, if you've got a high engagement rate, that means it's a good post. It means people resonated with it. So there are ways around it. I feel I'm getting too technical now for maybe the podcast.
Yeah. Well, it's just there are going to be a good dose of people from both ends of the spectrum that are going to be listening to this podcast, especially when it comes to Amanda Webb being mentioned in the old title, because they'll know what you're like. They'll know from your digital coffee on a Friday, you know, all the information you dish out on a regular basis, and people can sign up and subscribe to that as well, can't they?
Yes. So the digital coffee, which is the thing I should have mentioned to you at the beginning. We were having a chat before we started. I should always be directing people to the digital coffee, which is, I do a show every Friday on Facebook and YouTube called the Digital Coffee, which is basically the social media and digital marketing news every week. And yes, I would like to say that I will have the same energy talking about statistics that I have in the Digital Coffee. I do get very excited about the news, and I do get very excited about statistics and everything in my job, really, because, you know, why would you work for yourself unless you got excited about it?
True. Actually, how long have you been doing this now, Amanda?
the business. This business is 12 years old. I was doing it for my business before.
Wow.
I had a different business before, which I was marketing, which was pre-recession. I was selling corporate gifts. And then so I was marketing that. That's how I found social media marketing, basically, to try and promote that website. Then the recession hit and companies weren't allowed to buy corporate gifts. It wouldn't look right. You know, the country's going down the toilet. The world was going down the toilet at the time. It would be uncool to get a corporate gift.
Yeah.
So, which was lucky for me because I didn't really like anything about running that business apart from the marketing. So I went into marketing, social media marketing straight away, and I've never looked back. Well, that was social media. Now I've broadened to everything. So everything digital marketing wise.
Oh, and that's where you found your comfortable niche at the end of the day. And it's taken you places as well, hasn't it? You have traveled extensively. You've spoken at some very renowned events. You're quite an accomplished self-employed person at this stage. Where would spider working go next?
That's a good question. It's something I've been thinking about a lot, you know, getting older. I don't want to travel as much anymore. That's something lockdown's taught me. I do want to go to social media marketing world every year because I love that's like the big conference, Social Media Examiner, which you were possibly alluding to. Whether I'm speaking or not, I like to go there. But I don't particularly want to spend my life on the road going from one training session to another. So I started to think about what can I do that will mean I can stay at home, work from home, and have a more scalable business coming into my retirement, which is still, you know, 20 years off.
But I was going to say, you've got a while to go before that.
Yeah, but I would like to, you know, put my feet up a bit more. So that is, the plan is to have a more scalable income into the future. So.
Okay, so crikey, I can't believe the areas we've already covered.
Retirement and everything.
You barely started. So what are your plans for next year? We're talking about sort of the very distant future, but obviously you're going to be starting to look towards 2022 as well. Are you going to be running any courses? Are you going to be doing any academies or speaking, or what are you thinking of doing?
So yes, I will definitely be running some online courses. At the moment, I work with businesses one-to-one on their digital marketing strategy. And that's, you know, it's quite costly to work with me there, but obviously I can only work with a certain number of businesses like that. So I've come up with a boot camp style course which will take the key areas that we cover when we work one-to-one and bring it into a group setting. So I'll be launching that early 2022, and then some smaller courses along the way that will assist people with things like lead magnets or measurement. If you want to set up your measurement plan, you can do a small course on setting that up, or a small course. They won't be group courses. They'll be, you know, off the shelf courses. But I found these are things that really help my existing customers, the people that are paying to work with me one to one for 6 months. So they all get it for free. But I thought it would be really good to roll that out to other businesses as well. So that's my plan for that. All online courses, some of them with me teaching one to one. Some of them will have office hours, but we won't have, you know, in-depth sessions. So that would be what I would like to do, because I have a lot of people that want to do the 6 month program with me. But obviously, I've got limited availability. I can't bring the price down or I won't have a business. So instead of that, I thought I'd offer them something else that they could do that is more affordable for them as a small business.
So who would be your target market, Amanda? Who do you cater for primarily?
Service-based businesses generally that may have at least one other employee, but the business owner or they have one person in marketing is doing all the work. So that would be, you know, I like to work with the people who are actually doing it. If you're planning on outsourcing it, that might be actually something that comes up when I work one-to-one with clients, that they need to outsource some parts of it. But if you're outsourcing it, or if you're bringing in a trainee to do it, that's not ideal. It's better off that you're getting your strategy into your head so that you know what needs to happen.
Yeah.
So I'm not there to teach you how to set up a Facebook page or, you know, that sort of thing. That's, yeah, exactly. That's Melanie's job, right? I'm there to talk about how you're going to work your content strategically. And usually social media comes last after we've got all the other building blocks in place. So
I love the fact that you're advocating for not just social media in isolation, though. The amount of people that are saying to me, you know, startups right up to grown-ups, I've been using social media and I'm not getting sufficient sales. You should not use social media in isolation. It's not enough. And the fact that why isn't it working? 5 incredible useful digital marketing measurement tips for small business. You really need shorter titles. it's not all just about social media.
Most of it's going to come from Google Analytics, which is why I get it now, right?
Yeah. And it just shows you just how valuable it is to just draw outside the lines of social media, because it's not enough on its own. It never has been for any business, has it?
And more so now, I think people are relying on Facebook instead of a website, which I would always say, have your website, utilize all the tools that Facebook has for you. So things like shops are incredibly effective now. If you're running ads on Facebook, you have to use their inbuilt tools now. Since the iOS 14 privacy update that iPhones have had, we're going to see more privacy like that. The easiest way to make your ads work and do retargeting is by using Facebook's inbuilt tools. But that doesn't mean you should rely on Facebook alone. But, you know, we saw, I don't know when this is going out, but I think it was 2 weeks ago when from this recording, Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp went down for 6 hours.
Mm.
Imagine that happened on the last day of your sales for Christmas.
Imagine that. I could not imagine that.
And you don't
Black
have a website.
Friday. Because Black
people,
Friday.
Yeah, exactly. So what people would do, if you've got a website, they're going to Google. They're going to go and find you somewhere. And that's really important that you're in charge of that you've got control of that. Mm. But also we see now more often than I've ever seen it happen before, people's pages just getting taken away from them for reasons that we just can't work out. Or ad accounts being taken away from them. So having a website and having email marketing, which is a great way to communicate with people aside from your social media, means that you've always got those channels to sell.
Mm.
And even like making sure you've got a backup social media. So it's great if you're on Facebook and Instagram, that's great. If you're handling your communication, that's WhatsApp. They're all owned by the same company. So one goes down, they all go down. So you need to look beyond that. You need to maybe look at LinkedIn, at TikTok maybe, or Twitter, which is my favorite one.
Yes.
Just to have your backup place where people can find you if everything else goes wrong.
Yeah, I mean, we're renting space on every social platform at the end of the day, and we're kind of still renting space on a website, but at least that tends to go down less. We're more affected on algorithms, actually. And algorithm updates like Panda and everything else, that has more impact than, you know, a change of who's, you know, what letter or color is going to be displayed on Facebook. It's just bonkers. But yes, so there's an awful lot of takeaways, frankly, coming out of today's podcast. The different ways you can audit your business using your digital marketing auditing worksheet, which you're going to tell me about.
Yes. As you see, I forgot about that already. So I've produced it's almost like a questionnaire. You go through this. If you download it, you can download it. I think you're going to put the link in with podcast, and I will pin it. I will put it in the bios of all my social media. So if you find Spider Working anywhere, you'll find it in the bio. And when you download this, there's a lot of questions that will just help you think more strategically about your business. And when you go through it, you'll identify some areas that you need to work on. It might be your website, it might be your email marketing, it might be your content on social media. And the idea is you go through this, you identify one of those things, the most urgent thing that needs work. Go away, work on it for 3 months, come back, do the questionnaire again, and you'll see your progress. And then you can pick another one and another one and another one. And really, this is the groundwork of how I work with customers, my one-to-one clients. We'd start I do the audit. I do more than this here. But we'd start with this, and that would identify the things that the problems that we're seeing and why things might not be working as well as they can.
Okay, so this is definitely the sort of working from the ground up,
Absolutely,
and a good start for somebody before they approach you.
Yeah, I mean, it's even good. You can do it yourself. So you don't have to come and sign up with me to do it. So there's an option when you sign up for it to sign up to my email list, in which case I will remind you and let you know when my courses are happening. But you don't have to sign up to the email list to get it. You can just work through it yourself. You know, it's a fillable PDF as well. So you don't need to print it out or anything. You can just fill it out on your computer. And it's just, it will help you start thinking about your overall digital marketing strategy in the right way. So hopefully you find it helpful. I know a few people download. It's going to take a little bit of time to fill in, but not as long as, you know, I have other templates that are a lot more complex. So it might take you like an hour of sitting down and really thinking through, but I think that time will be well invested.
Yeah, that's pretty much what this event is about as well. For the Monday Morning Marketing Podcast, you're going to be doing on the 15th of November, because it's also preparing people for, you know, all of their marketing on various areas, and getting people ready for 2022. So are you looking forward to doing this event?
I'm not only looking forward to it. You've got some great speakers. Aside from myself, you've got some other really good speakers. So I'm really looking forward to seeing some of those presentations. So hopefully you'll find, like, so hopefully I have made you not scared of looking at your statistics now, and you're going away, and if you haven't got Google Analytics, I know probably a lot of people have, but if you haven't, you've gone and done that. And then come along to my talk, and I promise you, it won't wreck your head. I'll make it as easy and straightforward as possible. And at the end, you'll have a really good idea of what it is that you need to do to measure the success of what you're doing online.
Keep it working, more importantly.
Yes, totally.
Well, thank you so much for today. We've covered an awful lot of ground, and we've even worked out how you're going to retire as well. That's rather cool.
Yeah, my retirement fund.
But, you know, thank you so much for coming on, Amanda, and hopefully we won't wait quite as long, you know, 10 years to get you back on again. But enjoy the events coming up on the 15th of November, and best of luck next year with your boot camp. Sounds really interesting.
Thank you. And looking forward to hearing more big things from the Monday Morning Podcast and Irish Tech News in the future.
Wicked. Well, that's all for now, guys, but we'll be back very soon with another podcast.
Thank you for listening to the latest Irish Tech News podcast. Check back every day for the latest episode. You can follow us on Twitter at Irish_Tech News, on Facebook, facebook.com/Irish Tech News, on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/company/Irish-Tech-News, on Instagram, instagram.com/IrishTechNews.ie, and on TikTok, tiktok.com/@IrishTechNews.